More than 45 years ago, Brother Don Wildman, with Linda by his side, heeded God's call and began this ministry on his dining room table. Since then, dedicated people and supporters have joined Don's efforts to bring godly values back to America. And the fight is far from over.
All God asks of you is faithfulness.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. You can help honor Brother Don's legacy with a Founders Day pledge. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley. And now Steve, not wearing a Paisley shirt, Jordal.
I'm wearing blue.
Is it? You are wearing blue.
Because it's Founders Day.
But that doesn't reflect your attitude.
No, at all. I'm very happy. I do have a question for Brent, though. What happened to that great song that we were playing for?
The song?
The song, remember? Because I was looking forward to hearing that when we came in, but...
Our theme song.
He's got an answer. He's got the mic right now.
What is it?
For Founders Day, we change it up and have a different show opening for Founders Day. Tomorrow, you will hear that song again.
Okay, good. I'll be around.
He needed an answer.
I got it.
It is just a great song.
Just had to know.
What's the theme, Wesley, for a Share-a-thon?
The theme is...
Yes, He Can.
Ed will help you out there.
That's right.
Ed pinch hit.
That's right. It came up.
Hit one to center field.
Down the line.
What's the Bible verse?
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. It says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever and ever. Amen." The reason I stumbled through that is because I have that verse memorized in the NIV.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to not quote it because
right.
I have it memorized.
That's the ESV.
That's the Ed Standard Version.
Ed
wrote his own Bible.
I don't use the ESV, oddly enough.
I have it memorized in the NIV, and it's the Bible verse that I mentioned yesterday that's engraved in the inside of mine and Chelsea's rings, wedding rings, because that's her Bible verse.
No kidding, that verse?
That verse, yep.
Wow.
What Bible verse do y'all have engraved in your rings, you and Diane?
I don't. I just said no pineapple on pizza.
That's what you put right inside of mine. in an acronym.
Yes, that's right.
Only
that's
you know what it means.
That's moving.
That's right.
All right. Before we get into Steve's news of the day, we got stuff to talk about. We have folks that come and help us out during Share-a-thon. Sometimes fly, oftentimes drive from wherever they live and listen to AFR to our home offices and studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, to help us answer the phones during these 3 days. And one of them is in the studio with us. I asked Jeff to come in. Jeff's from Richmond, VA, and went with us. Jeff, you went with us to Israel was it February?
February, yes.
With us in Israel in February. So how long have you listened to AFR there in Richmond?
It's Jeff Matthews, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
He has a last name. Exactly. Ed, if you want to give me Social Security number, go right ahead.
Coming up.
How long have I been listening?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been listening for maybe 15 more years.
Yeah.
Wow.
On and off.
We've been on the air there 20, 25, I guess, something like that. And
what took you so long?
Well, it's a long story.
Well, tell us what's the story?
Yeah, a lot of life events.
What's the story behind that? What do you want to tell us about how AFR has ministered to you in your life?
Oh man, I don't know where to begin. So I have been a Christian all my life, gone to church all my life, and just wasn't a very strong Christian, very weak. Just Sunday. Then leave it at Sunday, come back next Sunday. And just had some, as I got older, life events happen, divorce and just other things in life. And I was like, man, I really needed my faith to grow, and just church Sunday to Sunday wasn't enough. Even though I have a great church system family now, Ram, shout out to Midlothian Baptist Church in Midlothian, Virginia. Great church, great family. But y'all feed me during the week, especially this show. I can watch at work when work allows. On my lunch break, let me specify that. My lunch break. Yeah.
Because you're talking Eastern time.
Yeah. Eastern time. Yeah. Eastern time. And I'll go back and I'll listen. I used to listen to Sandy.
Right.
I now listen to Jenna.
Right.
Abe. I love Abe. I mean, I'm still learning. And y'all teach me and feed me every day, especially during the week. Because as you can see on the news, on the TV behind you, it's very easy to go down that hole.
Yeah. A lot of darkness out there.
Darkness, depression.
Yeah.
And so I like to get my news from you guys.
Thank you.
And I just love support.
You know, the Word of God, Jeff, encourages us. And it's also helpful to get a biblical perspective on the news.
Yes.
Because, like you said, you can get swallowed up by the darkness of what's happening and lose a biblical perspective that God is in control and will be ultimately victorious.
And, you know, usually it's easy to get stuck in our small circles, our circles. And listening to AFR and AFA has taught me to widen my circle. There are other Christians out there,
right,
other than Midlothian,
right,
Virginia.
Yeah.
And
amen.
We went on this Israel trip, and that expanded even more. We met people from all over the world.
Yep.
From different countries from all over the world.
It's easy for us to think that Christianity only exists in America, but
right.
I mean, technically we know it's everywhere, but there are people, there are Christians, you know, in the Middle East who have to live a whole different life than we have the privilege of living here. So, yeah.
All right. You're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. We're talking to Jeff Matthews from Richmond, Virginia, who got in his car, got in his car and drove. First of all, he had to see, where is Mississippi? And then he said, well, they're one of the states out there. And he said, where is Tupelo? He had to tell the map lady on your phone, where is Tupelo, Mississippi?
The map lady,
she
said,
I don't know. So figure it out yourself.
How long a drive was it?
I broke it up into a road trip.
Oh, okay.
For two days. Nice.
I've driven from Tupelo to Washington D.C. twice, so I kind of know that road now. From Richmond, I'm thinking, are you coming over to Knoxville?
I did some back roads. So my mom is from Black Mountain, North Carolina, which is near Asheville.
Okay,
close to where Montreat and Ridgecrest is.
That's been where the storms were.
Yes. So I drove through Black Mountain. My grandparents are buried. Just made this into a road trip. So stop by, visit my grandparents' site there at Black Mountain. Googled some things, went to this little neat little roadside attraction called Field of the Woods in Murphy, North Carolina, I think it is.
What is that exactly?
I wish I could remember the exact story. But this gentleman, he's now since passed away.
Since you went to visit?
No. Since it started.
I was going to say, what did you say to him?
I visited the site created.
Okay.
It has like the Ten Commandments. It's
okay.
It has a recreation of the crosses on Mount Golgotha. They have a baptismal pool. They had the tomb.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a prayer walk. They have a cross.
What's the name of it again? I want to look it up.
I think it's called Fields of the Woods.
Okay. In North Carolina?
In North Carolina.
Okay.
And then I made it all the way, my first day, I made it all the way to Chattanooga.
Okay.
Which I'd never been to before.
Okay.
Where I spent the
night. That's a beautiful city right there on the Tennessee River.
Yep. Spent the night there, got up, went to Rock City Gardens.
Oh, they got you, didn't they?
I'd never
it's
been.
A tourist trap.
I'd never been.
Yeah, they got you.
Well, yeah.
Did you go to Rock City?
I did.
Yeah, there you go.
I did the Needle's Eye.
Huh?
Have you been? Have you guys been there?
No.
Fat Man Squeeze.
I didn't do that one.
He said I didn't do that one.
Okay.
I have no idea what you guys are talking
about. Well, Jeff knows what I'm talking
about. I know what you're talking about. I saw that, and I was like, uh-uh.
Not going to do it.
Okay, so.
That's right.
But you saw Ruby Falls and Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain.
When I said tourist trap, not all of it is. There's some nice things to see there on Lookout Mountain, but I'm just saying.
I'm sure the people in Chattanooga are very appreciative of telling people not to go there.
Almost every town's got their tourist trap, right?
Yeah, but some of those are supporters of ours.
I know. That's right. That's why if you're a financial supporter and you live in Chattanooga, I don't talk
about
you.
And you work at the tourist trap.
Yeah, you work at the tourist trap. Ruby Falls.
Hey, I'm looking right here at the pictures. This is called what we were referring
to. Fields of the Wood.
Yeah, Biblical Theme Park, Fields of the Woods, and it's got the places.
Oh, that looks awesome. It's got, Steve just showed me, it's got the Ten Commandments on a big hillside.
It's got replicas of biblical sites, and that's what I'm referring to. That's pretty neat.
Wow. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, I don't think replicas of the Holy Land are a tourist trap, Tim.
No, that's not what I was referring to.
Well, I did.
You're putting words in my mouth, Ed.
A few years ago.
Putting them in there. This is fun.
Yeah, this is Hey, this looks like an awesome place. I never heard of it. What's it?
This is a Ten Commandments hill.
What's the name of it, Wesley?
It's called Biblical Theme Park, Fields of the Woods. Fields of the Wood. No S. Unless you're Mississippi, then you can put an S on it.
Field of the Woods?
Fields of the Wood.
What he just said.
All right. What is it again?
Fields of the Wood.
Okay. So it's a park that has a lot of biblical replicas, right?
That's Fields.
You can vouch for it.
Yes.
All right.
I got photos on my phone I can show you.
All right. Well, listen, brother. You drove all the way down here to answer the phone, so you need to get your rear end back over there.
Get to answer those phones.
Oh, man.
And start answering the phones, okay?
Hey. You take your time going back over there. Have a good time. Make a stop or two along the way like you did when you were coming down here.
Yeah. All right. Listen, in all seriousness, thank you, Brother Jeff, for driving down.
I appreciate it.
Amen.
We love y'all. I appreciate everything that y'all do. Y'all mean a lot.
That's a live testimony.
I've been answering the phones.
And this means a lot to us. You could have taken the time to drive all the way down here.
Very much.
And to pitch in, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. That's Jeff Matthews from Richmond, Virginia. And Jeff is helping us answer the phones at Charathon. So when you call in, you might get Brother Jeff on the phone. He's a listener himself who is helping us out here. Hey, if you want to come next spring and do what Jeff's doing, let us know. We'd love to have you join us here. We'll feed you here at American Family Radio during Share-a-thon. You'll see meet our staff, a lot of friendly folks here and faces, voices that you've heard you'll get to meet. So is that going to be in April, you think?
It's usually April and October.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second. Jeff's been listening to AFR.
Right.
And we've impacted him for 15 years.
And that goes back to our supporters. And I'm going to give the phone number here in just a second. Folks, you share in that kind of impact because you're keeping American Family Radio on the air. I usually say this every share-a-thon. I don't know who I heard say it first, but the folks who gave in April are the reason why you're able to listen in October.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give here to our October Fall Share-a-thon, Yes He Can is the theme, you are allowing us to stay on the air until next April. Here's the number to call if you want to give. I'm going to talk about a couple of premiums here in just a second. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We have folks answering the phones like Jeff Matthews. We just had him on the air. They'll take down your information, or you can give safely and securely online at afr.net. Now, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the 2026 Founders Planner. And that is like the old-timey day planner or day runner. I mean, it's not quite as nice as those.
Day runner.
Nice. What's that? Day runner?
Day runner?
Day runner.
I'm familiar with that term.
Yeah, day runner and day planner. They were both
brothers?
They were brothers that parted ways, you know, under less than amicable circumstances.
You don't have to humor him. You don't have to.
Ed can carry his own.
He can
hold his own.
I give as well as get.
Yeah, he can give.
But it's a nice spiral bound day founders planner. If you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the 2026 Founders Planner, but the book, the brand new book released yesterday, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. The number to call is
877-616-2396. We're going to hear from a listener testimony there. We're going to turn Steve Paisley, Jordahl loose.
Turn him loose.
Yeah, turn him loose.
I'm Janine from Clarksville, Arkansas. I've been listening regularly to AFR for almost a year now and decided to become a monthly donor during the Spring Share-a-thon this past year. The programming on AFR provides a platform for honing my apologetic skills and keeps me informed on issues in the news from a biblical worldview and on stories I might not hear on legacy media. I was also challenged this year when listening to today's issues in May, when the conversation turned to a discussion regarding hand copying the Bible, with a subsequent interview with a mother-in-law of a staff member who had completed that challenge in 3 years. I thought about that one of the instructions for the King of Israel found in Deuteronomy 17:18 was that he write out for himself in a book a copy of the law. So I began that challenge on May the 6th in Genesis, and I'm happy to report that I am currently in the book of 1 Samuel. Thank you, AFR, for being a warrior in the spiritual battles being fought.
Wow. And folks, earlier before the break, I was kind of making fun of the information we have on the computer screen, one of which was categories of information that we get. Frequent first names, and I was reading down some of the frequent first names. And so I was challenging the people whose names were not on the list, George and right. Glenda. I also mentioned Estelle. Yes, I said, where are the Estelles out there? Well, I just got a text. Someone called in to our Share-a-thon Central and said there is an Estelle out there, and she's 5 years old, and I think she's listening now. So, Estelle, thank you for listening to American Family Radio.
Thank you.
Steve, it's all yours.
I wanted to back up something you guys were talking about the first hour in conjunction with this Supreme Court case from Colorado. And I know, Ed, you were talking about loving your neighbors and the problem in schools and being involved. I want to play for you. This is a school board member in Sarasota, Florida. Her name is Shirley Brown. And if you hadn't had a reason to consider homeschooling before, this might give it to you. Cut 14.
Learn about it. Understand what these kids are going through. And don't say that we cannot take away parents' rights because DCF says we oversee these children. And if the parents are doing wrong, we have to step in and report it. The parents do not have the all-encompassing right to raise their child.
What is that rant about?
She was saying parents don't have control over the kids. We do.
That's what she said.
The government,
the school board. It's their job to correct parents if they're wrong. And
what triggered that? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. It was a standalone cut. I don't know what the exact issue they were talking about at the time, but it had to do with who has the right to.
You know, obviously, folks, if you're listening, if there is some abuse in the home,
yeah.
We're not saying parents should not be arrested or there should be no interference. But what normally happens in these kinds of conflicts, they're in school board meetings and their parents saying, and they're oftentimes reading from books that these kids are being given in the classroom or in their libraries, and they're saying, we don't want our kids being taught that. And then you have the blowback from those in authority in the schools sometimes saying, you know what, we're in charge of your kids when they walk through that door. You've got no right here. So, and I think the vast majority of parents, even if they're not Christian, agree with us that schools, yes, have a lot of responsibility. We understand that, and it's not always an easy thing to do, to be in charge of kids, many of whom come from bad backgrounds. But ultimately, parents have the authority to raise their children. And if this lady was saying, no, you don't, which is what Terry McAuliffe said, the governor of Virginia. Remember when?
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah, how'd that work out? That is a wrong attitude. It's unbiblical. And even if you're not a Christian or don't believe in the Bible, you intuitively know parents have to have that final say, especially on these moral issues. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next story.
All right, yesterday was October 7th, and it was the two-year anniversary of the horrific terror attacks in Israel, and there were some commemorations around. Unfortunately, some of those were pro-Palestinian demonstrations, but the Erstat mayor of New York City, the incumbent, the person who's leading in the polls, who's likely to become the next mayor of New York City, Zoran Mamdani, he released...
What's his name again?
Zoran Mamdani.
And he wears a black cape and a black mask.
I think
with Zoran
sword.
I think you're not giving him credit. That was a good character. This guy's not a good character.
You're right.
Anyway, he released a statement. Now, Tim, you read this earlier. It's long. Do you want me to read the whole thing? I think.
Go ahead. All right, just set this up.
It's not going to take that long, and it's necessary.
I think you need to read it. We're talking about the guy who is favored to be the next mayor of the largest city in the United States, Zoran
Mamdani.
Mamdani. And he's, is he a Muslim himself?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
And a communist.
And a communist?
By his own admission.
Yeah.
We're not throwing that out there.
On the anniversary of, the slaughter of 1,200 Israelis.
Right.
Most of them Jews, obviously.
Yesterday was that.
Yesterday, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. 2 years yesterday, yeah.
Yep. So he was asked, he issued this statement.
Issued a statement, and it says, 2 years ago today, Hamas carried out a horrific war crime, killing more than 1,100 Israelis and kidnapping 250 more. I mourn these lives and pray for the safe return of every hostage still held and for every family whose lives were torn apart by these atrocities. In the aftermath of that day, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Israeli government launched a genocidal war, a death toll that is now far exceeds 67,000, with the Israeli military bombing homes, hospitals, and schools into rubble. Every day in Gaza has become a place where grief itself has run out of language. I mourn these lives and pray for the families that have been shattered. Our government has been complicit through it all. This must end. The occupation and apartheid must end. Peace must be pursued through diplomacy, not war crimes, and our government must act to end these atrocities and hold those responsible to account. The last 2 years have demonstrated the very worst of humanity. We must answer it by modeling the very best, a relentless pursuit of our higher ideals and an unwavering commitment to universal human rights.
Well, listen, first of all, his first paragraph, this was supposed to be to remember what happened 2 years ago to the 1,200 Jews that were butchered.
By terrorists.
Butchered. In absolute...
I don't think we can describe some of it without having to put a parental warning out.
Yeah, that's no, exactly it was right. The things that happened on that day, which started all this, mm-hmm. Okay? And then he goes into words like genocide about what's happening in Gaza. Listen, genocide is the attempted annihilation of people based on their ethnicity.
Say Jews in Israel, maybe. That someone wants to wipe off the map. I don't know. I just, off the top of my head.
That's genocide. What's happening is Israel, the Israelis are at war with Hamas. That is true. And it is true that innocent people, by that I mean non-combatants, are dying because of their, in the crossfire, so to speak. between Israel and Hamas, that is true. And many more thousands have died of the Arabs who live in Palestine in the Gaza Strip than have died than the Jews. That's not the Jews' fault in Israel. Okay? So this is a bunch of far left, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel commentary, right. I guess you could say, by Zohran. This is interesting because the New York City probably has more Jews than Israel does. The New York City area, I mean, maybe not New York City proper.
Yeah.
But, and this is a man who hates, can't stand Israel, and you could say is very anti-Semitic. Another thing he said, well, we don't have time for, but he used words like occupation and apartheid and genocidal war. I mean, this is a guy that may be the next mayor. We'll be back momentarily.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One of my fond memories of Brother Don is driving to Birmingham one time to a funeral. Now, I knew where the church was because I'd grown up not too far from that area of Birmingham. But unfortunately, on this day, I got him there early. It was still about 30 minutes until time for the service. We went on inside and sat down. Now, anyone who knows Don Wildman knows that he does not handle idle time well. And we had 30 minutes to go sitting there in a quiet church pew. It was a Catholic church, so Don picked up a hymnal and a prayer book and began to leaf through them. After a few moments, he elbowed me and whispered rather loudly, "Looky here, they got Charles Wesley hymns in here." And I guess that pleased him with his Methodist background and connection to the Wesleyan tradition. He was fidgety, and we carried on a little conversation for a while, and finally he grew quiet. Then the time came as the family entered the sanctuary. The congregation rose to show our respect, and I had turned slightly toward the aisle when I realized that there, kind of behind me, Brother Don was not standing up. And I turned enough so that I got this picture. He was sitting there. His chin was resting in the palm of his hand. That hand was connected to an elbow that was propped on the Catholic hymnal, and that hymnal was standing upright with the bottom edge resting on his knee. Yep, he was fast asleep. Now, what do you do when your boss isn't showing proper respect for the bereaved? I did the only thing that came to mind. I kicked him in the shin. He did stand up, and he threatened me for months thereafter that he was going to sue me for assault. But I never got a notice.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Yes, my name is Gordon, and I'm from Kansas. AFA saved my life. Thank you, Jesus, for all AFA staff. I'm a truck driver. I had an old homemade stereo in my jump seat. Every night at 11:30-ish, my stereo would only pick up 88.3 for about a half hour. I was not happy to hear Tony Evans or Alan Jackson preaching Jesus. No matter what I did, that is the only sound I could get. Trivia Friday really caught my attention. The laughter, the goodness that Tim, Fred, and AJ and others had was so fun and got me to listen in every Friday. Then one night, Alan Jackson gives a sinner's prayer and I'm pulling doubles. Too late to go. I get my heart to Jesus. And I have been sober for 22 months and I've been growing in the Lord ever since. And now with AFR app, I listen every waking moment. Thank you, Jesus and AFR, for being warriors for Jesus. God had his hand on my radio and I thank him for his grace. So don't give up. Give your heart to him and he won't fail. Support AFR. Thank you.
It's day two of Share-a-thon and it's Founders Day.
As far as our budget, the way we run a budget is you spend less than you take in.
We invite you to help honor the memory and legacy of Brother Don Wildman. Call 877-616-2396 to make a pledge or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
That was my dad right there, but previous to that was our brother in Kansas, truck driver.
That was humbling.
Hey, play that again. Can you play that on demand? Okay. That was wonderful.
Give him a second,
Alex McFarland is back in studio because I wanted to ask Alex about that question I teased. Steve Paisley Jordahl's here.
Yep.
Wearing blue today for
Everybody.
Founders Day. You want Paisley tomorrow?
Yeah, I can put Paisley on tomorrow. I guess brand new Paisley shirts.
A lot of people, I get questions. If you don't wear Paisley, we get questions.
What's wrong with Steve?
Yeah, he's rebelling. He's wearing plaid.
He's not answering his call.
He's turned into a plaid man. No, he's not. Or polka dots.
Yeah, so
well, those aren't polka dots. Those are just dots.
Steve Jordahl trivia. People don't know he is a great singer.
Yeah.
He is.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, and Wesley's here, Alex is here. So what we're about to do right now, I just wanted to play this again. That was so touching. What we did a couple months ago, we asked people who listened to AFR to, if they had a testimony about the ministry of AFR affecting their lives, to call in. And we gave a number. And
they left a short message.
They left a short message, and we put those all together, and you're hearing them periodically during our share-a-thon here. And so I had not heard this one before, but this was a gentleman in Kansas who called in. Listen to this.
Yes, my name is Gordon, and I'm from Kansas. AFA saved my life. Thank you, Jesus, for all AFA staff. I'm a truck driver. I had an old homemade stereo in my jump seat. Every night at 11:30-ish, my stereo would only pick up 88.3 for about a half hour. I was not happy to hear Tony Evans or Alan Jackson preaching Jesus. No matter what I did, that is the only sound I could get. Trivia Friday really caught my attention. The laughter, the goodness that Tim, Fred, and AJ and others had was so fun and got me to listening every Friday. Then one night, Alan Jackson gives a stand prayer and I'm pulling doubles. Too late, Bob. I get my heart to Jesus. And I have been sober for 22 months and I've been growing in the Lord ever since. And now with AFR app, I listen every waking moment. Thank you, Jesus, and AFR for being warriors for Jesus. God had his hand on my radio, and I thank him for his grace. So don't give up. Give your heart to him, and he won't fail. Support AFR. Thank you.
Steve, what do you think about that?
Wow. It kind of just really puts a weight on my now I have to think again and again and again about how important what we do is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's often, it's just a job. I mean, you don't come here and we have good days, we have bad days. But sometimes it's easy to think about this as just a job. We do this, we go home, we have softball or Little League or whatever else we have. This is changing lives, and I am so, so privileged to be a part of it.
The word responsibility comes to mind. We have a great responsibility here.
Alex?
Absolutely.
Amen. You know, I was on the road in Carthage, Mississippi a week before last, and a family came up, and they had a daughter that was about 17 years old, and they said that their daughter, about 11, 12 years ago, in the back seat of the car, prayed to accept Christ as her Savior, listening to Mr. Burt and Alex on Exploring the Word, and driving down the road, we were sharing the gospel, and the five-year-old girl said, I want to do that. And they said, do what? Ask Jesus to come into my heart. And this family's telling me this, and it's just moving me to tears almost. And I met this girl, now 17 years old, who came to Christ listening to the radio, riding in the car with her parents. Guys, as you know, I could tell you stories for the next 12 hours. Everywhere I go, I meet people that, and we give God the glory. It's, the Lord knows it's not me and Bert, and it's not any of us. It's Jesus and the Spirit of God impressing the gospel into the hearts of listeners. But Tim, literally every weekend of the year, I'm somewhere in the USA, and people come up and stand in line 6 and 8 deep to just say, please tell Tim Wildman and everybody how this radio has changed my life.
Amen.
Folks, that's why we ask you to get on board and invest, because, you know, there's the term ROI, return on investment. And everybody says, oh, I wish I'd bought Microsoft at its inception. Or there is no better spiritual ROI than investing in the gospel. And this is touching millions and millions of people.
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net to give online.
Yeah, call and be as generous as you can. Help us out, folks. And if you can at all make this a monthly gift, we would just virtually hug your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we really would like to see is, I mean, one-time gifts. We love that. But if you can be a monthly pledge, give a monthly pledge, that would be great as well. And here's the phone number to reach us. Wesley, give that again.
877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net.
Okay. So an hour ago or so, Alex, you were on with us, and I sort of teased an interview question with you based on the book that you and Bert wrote, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times, which we're going to send out to everybody who makes a monthly donation to American Family Radio or a one-time gift of $150 or more. But we're going to send this new book out to everybody. But my question is, in the story of Bible prophecy, I guess you could say, okay? So that is you've got so many aspects of the Holy Scripture, that is the Bible. But part of it is futuristic. Futuristic as in hasn't yet been completely fulfilled. But things along the way have, prophecies along the way, and you and Bert cover this in your book, have happened. And I can't think of anything more pronounced in Bible prophecy that had to come true that nobody really thought was a possibility of happening than the reforming officially of a Jewish country, namely Israel in the Middle East, right? So that happened in what year, 1948?
May 14, 1948.
Okay, what am I talking about? Was that a prophetic event?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let me read a scripture here. Ezekiel 36:24 predicts, quote, "For I will take you from among the nations, gather you from out of all countries, and bring you into your own land." And Isaiah 43:6 says that God will, quote, "bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth back to Jerusalem." And this would be a sign just before the end of history. Now, granted, it's been 77 years, but in the great panorama of history, that's a blip.
Right.
And guys, let me just say this. And Bert and I, in this book, that we want you to have a copy, and you will, if this is not even in stores yet. It released yesterday, and we worked with a publisher, Broad Street, that nobody gets this book before the AFA listeners. So you're first in line, AFA supporters. If you would give a gift of at least $30 a month, a pledge, you'll get the Daytimer, the Planner, plus this brand new book with fresh research. But Tim, to your question, absolutely. I believe there are many compelling lines of evidence say that the Bible is God's supernatural word, but the nation of Israel, after 19 centuries of non-existence, May 14, 1948, as the Bible said, a nation was born in a day. And I'm very proud to say, 12 minutes into the existence of Israel, then President Harry Truman said the United States recognizes the sovereign nation of Israel.
And he was getting a lot of pressure not to do that.
He was. Truman, I think, was Methodist, but he was a Christian. And he was in the day of Israel's rebirth. He was on the phone with Churchill. And basically, the what we would call the UN today was pressuring him not to recognize Israel. But listen, if anybody ever asks you, why should we believe the Bible is a supernatural book, the holy word of God? There are a lot of things we could say, but the Bible has been so accurate about its predictions relative to Israel and the Jews.
Mm. Yeah, you know, think about this. If you're a skeptic of the Bible, and I know you've talked to and debated, you've talked to many skeptics and debated many skeptics over your career, Alex. But how do you... for somebody who says, well, the Bible is just a book of fairy tales, okay? First of all, I would say, well, have you read it?
Right.
Amen.
That's the first thing I would say. Have you read it and give it serious study, okay, before you just make a statement like that, okay? Second thing I would say is, how do you explain, the skeptic I would ask, how do you explain the existence of the Jews today? They're still on planet Earth. We recognize them. Jews have been around now since, who were the first people to be called Jews? Or
was the sons and daughters of Abraham through Isaac. And then I think they were called Jews Hebrew, in Babylon, right?
They're also known as the Hebrews.
They're from Judea.
Also known as the Israelites, right? Am I right?
And the sons of Judah.
Sons of Judah. But here we're going back, how many thousands of years is that? Like 5,000 years or so?
At least 3,500 B.C. Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking so these 5,500 years or so, something roughly in that you trace the history of the Jews.
Yeah.
Tell me another group that existed then that's still alive today.
And exactly. After having been scattered around the world,
I know. Oh, yeah.
Then come back.
Yeah. Hey, and let me say this, Tim. Prior to 1948, back in the 1800s and the 1700s, atheists were called infidels. But one of the trump cards they would play, the book of Revelation must be false because it says Israel, Jerusalem. There is no Israel. And this was like the French atheist Voltaire. The Antichrist will broker a peace deal for the world on Israel. First of all, there is no nation of Israel, he said. Then a largely uninhabited desert of sand. How in the world could that be a bargaining chip in world peace? The Bible must be crazy. Well, you know, here we are.
Right.
And 1% of the human population, the Jewish people, a land mass that's, I don't know, maybe a
1%? Are they even that much? That's surprising that they're at the most.
Very small group. And here we are. Israel and the Middle East is front page news every day and has been for decades. And yes, the Jews will one day build a third temple and, guys, I believe the Ark of the Covenant exists. It will be found. And so this book, we want you to get, we believe the key to history and the future is the Word of God.
Steve?
I can't wait to get a copy and read it, Alex.
Right here is one. Here you go.
There you go. Thank you. Excuse me. I'll be back in a minute here. Yeah, sure. Well, how many books is this for you, Alex?
For me... For Bert and I, this is our third book, but for me, altogether, it's 21. This is number 21.
Wow.
That's what you call prolific.
That is.
Prolific.
I'm amateurlific.
Yeah.
But he is
I wasn't going to say that about you, Steve. let me real quickly tell you folks where we are because we're winding. We got 11 and a half minutes of this.
In the Founder Day Challenge.
This segment of Share-a-thon. So you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. So we take 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, and we just bring before our listeners our financial needs, and we say, please make a gift and a donation, however you want to phrase it. And so many, over 8,000 pledges since yesterday morning. And praise God for that. Thank you, everybody who's called in already. Amen. And made a gift, a donation, a monthly pledge, however you did it. I want to do it we just want to say thank you. That's what we want to say. So, and we're at 1.7 million, between 1.7 and 1.8 million. We want to be over 4 million by tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. We're trending that direction, okay? So we want to say thank you, and God bless you, everybody who believes in our ministry at American Family Radio. So, if you want to give, if you haven't given already and you want to make a gift to AFR, and please call and be as generous as you can, I'm going to give you the phone number to reach our Share-a-thon Central, which is right here. The folks answering the phone are literally 100 feet from us, okay? And they'll take your phone call. And here's the phone number, 877
616-2396. Again, toll-free. I don't know why I say that, because it doesn't matter, because there's no basically toll anymore.
That's right.
Cell phones.
Well, nothing's free anymore either.
No long-distance charge, is it?
That's right. I'm just going to give the number. I'm not going to put an adjective before
right.
it.
And please don't pause.
I won't. 877-616-2396 is our phone number, 877-616-2396.
Well, and let me also
Wesley
mention.
Wesley said don't pause, and I didn't pause, did I?
You sure
no,
didn't.
No pauses there.
Go ahead.
That we are in the midst of a $75,000 Founders Day Challenge. That's been going on since 10 a.m. Central Time to 1 p.m. Central Time. $75,000 Founders Day Challenge. Today is Founders Day. It's always the middle day of our three-day share-a-thon in honor of Brother Don and Miss Linda Wildman. And so this is $75,000 that has been donated and set aside for as a kind of a challenge to our listeners. Match that $75,000. Here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. I want to remind you folks that for a one-time gift of $150,000, we'll take that.
That's right.
$150 or more, you will receive the 2026 Founders Planner. So this has got obviously the months, places for you to write what you're going to be doing. It has various important dates in AFA history. So that's for a one-time gift of $150 or more. If you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll not only receive the 2026 Founders Planner, but the book we've been talking about with Alex McFarland, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times, by Dr. Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, hosts of Exploring the Word, right here on American Family Radio at 3 p.m. Central Time.
All right, Wesley, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'd like to add, I'm looking at our AFR.net, I'm looking at the website, and the first thing I notice is our app that you can download, and I want to remind our listening audience that you can download our app and listen to our radio network 24/7 wherever you are. All you need is good service. You don't have to be close to a radio tower in order to listen to AFR. Just download our AFR app. Also, too, in addition to downloading the app, there is all of our radio programs are archived, or they're stored there. So if you want to go back and listen to, and there's plenty of podcasts there that we don't get to use. Radio network, we only have so many hours in the day, but we have really good content, really good show hosts. So we actually began podcasting in addition to the live radio that you listen to. So there's extra programming, there's extra content that's on our app that we don't have time to play on our radio network. So there you can find out more about that. I have the opportunity to travel around throughout the year and visit with our listeners and our supporters, and I did so this past weekend. We had an event here in Tupelo, Mississippi called Weekend with AFA. It went really well. 75 supporters, listeners came into Tupelo, and they got to visit our headquarters. They got to visit our facilities. Some of them raised their hand and got to go visit a tower site here in town of our local tower site. Got to see some of that, and I've really enjoyed getting to meet and listen to the impact that AFA has on our listening audience. I know our audience really struggles, and I myself at times have, of finding a good local Christian conservative-based church that's balanced between being involved but also being gospel-centered and sharing the gospel, because you can walk and chew gum at the same time. And I know that our listening audience has found a lot of, as Jeff was saying in his time on here, but in between Sunday to Sunday during the week, we're ministering to a lot of people and providing good, balanced content from Jenna Ellis in the morning all the way to Abe Hamilton in the afternoon and everything in between. And Brother Burt's program and Alex's program at Spoiling the Word couldn't come at a better time at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Central Time, that is, where they cover the Bible verse by verse. So we've got a lot to offer. We're impacting a lot of people, but the only way that we're impacting the people that we are able to impact is because of your financial gifts, because we're not subsidized. We're not given money by anybody other than you, listeners like yourself. And you can call in at 877-616-2396. The phone number to give is 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
Thanks to Larry in Thompsonville, Illinois. These are people who've called in the last little bit. Roger in Town Creek, Alabama. Stephen in Montgomery, Texas. Latoya in Richmond, Virginia. Robert Call from Kermit, Texas. William Call from Pittsburgh, Oklahoma. Meredith Call from New Iberia, Louisiana. Sharon, thank you for calling from Frankfort, Indiana. And Teresa from Montgomery, Texas.
That was so close. I think Teresa was on that list of frequently first names. It's close. We still need a Teresa to call in.
This says Teresa.
I know, but that's close, but that's not.
Oh, yeah, it's not Teresa.
No, we had a Teresa.
Well, it's pronounced Teresa, but spelled
sure?
with a T-H.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Karen
so
from
can
Kingsley,
it count?
Iowa. Huh?
Can it count?
It can, oh,
okay,
we can
count.
We're counting.
How do you know that?
I've known Teresa's.
With the T-H.
I've known many Teresa. My dad was married to a Teresa. His second wife.
She spelled her name like that.
She sure did.
Leslie from Newbern, North Carolina. Praise God for the North Carolinians.
There you go. Also Chris from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Do you see that?
Yeah. Down. Amen.
Ours is
refreshing. Actually pronounced kiss.
What?
Which Ed listened to before he became a Christian. Didn't you, Ed?
I'm playing with you.
Okay. Barbara in Topeka, Kansas.
We got a Latoya in there.
Yeah. Cecil in Sherman, Texas.
Richmond, Virginia.
And Robert in Kokomo, Indiana, called in. So, people calling in from all over the country.
Amen.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Mechanicsville, thank you. Virginia.
Deborah Hart, has, Michigan.
Where?
Hart, Michigan. Jack
they have
Hart,
a heart.
Michigan. They have a heart.
Jack from Hart, Michigan.
Why is mine behind y'all's by a good amount?
It refreshes. If you've manually refreshed it,
I did do that.
Then it refreshes automatically every
It doesn't
30
like
seconds.
You.
Apparently.
Wesley.
The computer screen. Wesley's asking about, for those who don't know what he's talking about, we have the computer screens in our studio
it
here.
It gives us information.
Yeah, and Wesley's is behind.
Yeah, like I am often.
It's like 30 seconds behind, so that's not too long.
And still, we've got the Bible names. David, James, and John still top three.
There you go.
What were you going to say?
Well, folks, we appreciate your prayers and financial support. We are not afraid of hard work, and we promise we'll be true to the Word of God. We'll be diligent with the gospel message. If you support, there's senders and there's goers, and we're happy and willing to go, and we thank God for you helping send us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Can I add a couple things?
You add them.
Sure
go
can.
Ahead, add a couple
add
things.
Away.
Yes. Three reasons God revealed to me years and years ago. I've been full-time for 13 years, so this would have been 11 years ago, give or take. God revealed to me, because I was so curious early on about how in the world can AFA be so successful for so long and still have the impact that it does. And that this was 11 years ago. Three reasons why we, Pawpaw believed in no debt. We have never compromised the truth of God's word.
Amen.
And we share our platform with other ministries that are doing things uniquely different to us, like Preborn.
Yeah.
8 Days of Hope. That's just a
Truth
list.
For Youth Bibles.
Truth for the mm-hmm. Youth. They're doing specific, unique things that we're not doing specifically, but we partner with them because we believe in the work they're doing.
Amen.
Those are the three
I
reasons
like
why we're being successful.
Very good. Very good.
That's a very good point. Good points, I should say. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Alex, thank you.
Amen.
My thanks to Wesley and Ed, Brent Creeley, our producer, Jeff Matthews, a volunteer here at Answer Phones from Richmond, VA, shared his story.
Fred Jackson.
Brother Fred. So Todd Herman takes over now in 5 minutes. Stay with us here.